Blackstone Audio presents In the Dark by Brian Freeman. For Marcia. That's my last Duchess painted on the wall, looking as if she were alive. Robert Browning.
Who Killed Laura Starr? By Tish Verger. Prologue. July 4th, 1977. When I arrived home near midnight, I could still hear the whistle and pop of fireworks in the neighborhood. The slashing rain had finally diminished to drizzle and fog, and the streets were alive with illegal celebrations. Starbursts opened like hazy flowers over the trees. Sparklers hissed. Bottle rockets screamed. The summer night smelled like candy and burnt-out matches as I stood in the yard and watched the rainbow of lights around me. In the next block, I heard kids whooping as if they were bloodthirsty Indians. I felt wet and wild myself. When I looked up, I saw that Laura's upstairs window was dark. There were no signs of life. I crept into our house through the screen door and tracked damp, bare footsteps across the kitchen floor. I was quiet. I didn't want my father to hear me and ask me questions about where I had been and what I had done tonight. My mouth could lie, but not my face. If he saw me, he would ask me about Laura, too. Where was she? Who was she with? I didn't want to risk a repeat of last night. Dad and Laura. Bitter argument. I took the stairs two at a time, bolted into my bedroom, and locked the door behind me.